Shalom to all. Today's office about Basra, Kuf Mem Aleph, and we are starting about the third line with a quote from the Mishnah, Ha'imrim Yalde Ishti Zachar V'chulu, and today's office sponsor, Lilo Nishmas, Marsh Merim Tzara Basra B'Yakav Moshe, her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah, and in honor of the yard site of Rav Baruch Ben Rav David, his Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah, and he should be Melitz Yashir for his family and all of Klal Yisrael. And in this part, the Mishnah had told us that a man promised to give a certain amount of money if his wife had a son or if she had a daughter. And when he mentioned Zachar, he said 100, and when he mentioned a Keva, he said 200. So the question is, remember the Basra Difalemi Ben, does that mean that a daughter is better than a son, that she gets 200 and the son only gets one? Telling us, if a person doesn't leave over a son to Yarshanim, Akash Baruch Hu Mali Olav Evra, that means Hashem shows anger towards this person. Because the pasuk says, this is the pasuk talking about Yerusha, telling us that a person gives his nachla to his daughter if he doesn't have a son. Now, what do we learn from his lashon ve'avartem? Vein avara el lashon evra. The word ha'avara comes from the word evra, which means anger. Shemar, the pasuk says, yom evra ha'yom ahu. That day is a day of anger. So you see that technically males are on a higher level than females, if you will, because if a person has a zachar, Hashem's not angry at him. So he answers, you're right, but there's a difference. Lenin Yerusha ben Adiflay. In regards to Yerusha, it's better to have a son, and if he doesn't, so that shows a certain level of ever of anger that Hashem has towards this person. Whereas Lenin Harvacha bita Adifa. In regards to Harvacha, his daughter's better, which according to some is explained to mean that a daughter needs money more than a son does. A son could go out to work, whereas it's not really proper for the daughter to go out to work, and therefore he says, if I have a daughter, I'm giving 200 because she needs money more than a son does. However, Shmuel says, Hacha mvakeres askinun. Over here, we're talking about where the wife is about to give birth to her first child. This is the first one. It's a bechar. That's lashon mevakeres. Well, like Rav Chizkiya said, Rav Chizkiya tells us, "Bas tchila simin yafal abanim." If a girl is born first, that's a great sign to sons. What does that mean? Ikadamri, some explain this to mean demirabi lacha, that she raises her brothers, so it's a great thing. The ikadamri, and some say deloy shalta bei nivisha, that now the father is not going to have ayin hara when he has a bunch of boys, because even if a person has a whole bunch of boys, if the oldest kid in the family is a girl, there's less ayin hara on this family, and that's why if a father's first child is a daughter, it makes sense that he's going to give 200 as opposed to if it's a son, he's only going to give 100. Now on this, Amar Chizkiya tells us, in regards to me, daughters are better than sons. Now, even though the Rashbam brings that the reason why he said this is because he didn't have sons, so he said, I like daughters better than sons, Tosfos asks that it's really not true, because we know that Rav Chizkiya had daughters, and therefore he prefers to explain that Rav Chizkiya is trying to say that his son-in-laws were greater than his sons, and therefore his daughters were better off than his sons, because they had such great husbands. Now we have a totally different explanation of Ibai, so alternatively we could say, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, who's our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda? The question is, hey Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? Elim Rabbi Yehuda B'chol, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda of B'chol, the Tanya of Reset says, V'Hashem Berech Avram B'chol, the pasuk tells us Hashem blessed Avram with everything. What does this mean, with everything? So Meir tells us, Shaloi Ha'eloi Bas, he didn't have a daughter. Who would Avram married her off to? So therefore it's better that he didn't have a daughter, and that's what it means, he had everything. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaloi Ha'eloi Bas, he did have a daughter, U'Bachol Shema, and her name was B'chol. That's a great name, and that's what the pasuk means to say. And so maybe this is where we see from Rabbi Yehuda that it's great to have a daughter, because we see that Avram was blessed with everything. He even had a daughter. However, that's not a right, because Amr the Shamas Lila Rabbi Yehuda brought to Nami Loi Chasri Achmar La Avram. Maybe all we learn from Rabbi Yehuda over here is the Torah is telling us is that Hashem didn't deprive Avram of anything, even a daughter. Da Adifa Mi Ben Mi Shamasle. But do we learn from here that a daughter is better than a son? No, we don't know that necessarily. Ella rather, Ha Rabbi Yehuda from the following Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya of Raza tells us Mitzvah Lazanus Habanais. It's a mitzvah to pay for the sustenance of the daughters of the Kalvachaimer Labanim Da Aski B'Tayra and Kalvachaimer. For sure, a person should pay for his son's food because they learn Tayra. Divrei Meir. That's what Meir says. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, tells us Mitzvah Lazanus Habanim the Kalvachaimer Labanais. It's other way around. It's a mitzvah to give food to the sons, and Kavachemri should feed his daughters so that they shouldn't be degraded, having to go out on their own into the public to try to get money. As we can say that our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, that a daughter is better than a son, and that's why he's giving more money to his daughter as opposed to his son. Now we go back to asking on the Mishnah, El Hadetanya, what about the following Braisa? The Braisa tells us, Yalda Zachar Unikeva, let's say the mother gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, Hazachar Neitel Shisha Dinarim, Vanakeva Neitel Shnei Dinarim. The Zachar takes 6 Dinarim, and the Nekeva takes 2 Dinarim. We're understanding right now that the father had said that if the wife has Zachar, he gets 100, and if he has an Akeva, she gets 200. But now we're saying the Zachar gets 150, and then Akeva gets 50. Clearly not like our Mishnah. And so now to answer this, we say, B'mai, what are we referring to? Amar Vashi Ravashi answers, Amris L'shmaitz Kamed Rav Kahana, I said this for Rav Kahana, and he told us, B'mesares. It's talking about where the father said everything in reverse. Amri said as follows, Zachar Tchila, if a Zachar is born first, Masayim gets 200. Nekeva Achrav, V'loi Klom. If an Akeva is born after him, she gets nothing. Then he said, Nekeva Tchila Mana, if the girl is born first, she gets 100. Zachar Achreha Mana, and if the male is born afterwards, he gets 100 as well. And then what happened? V'yalda Zachar Nekeva, the mother gave birth to male and female. V'loya Dinan, we just don't know. Hey, minayu nafak bereisha, which one came first? So Zachar Shakal Mana, the male takes a mana, mi manav shach. Either which way he gets a mana. If he had come out first, he deserves 200. If he came out second, he gets 100. So he for sure walks away with 100. And idich mana, the other mana, have a mana multiple safek. It's money that's a safek. We simply don't know who deserves it. Does the girl get it because she really came out first, or does she get nothing because she came out second? V'chalkin, therefore we split it 50-50, and that's why guy in this brisa, the boy walks away with 150 and the girl walks away with 50. That's more of a tanya. We have a brisa that tells us yal de zachar nekeva ein loy elamone, that if he gave birth to zachar nekeva, he only gets 100. Hey, chemish kachasla. What's that brisa referring to? So Ravina tells us that's referring to something totally different. B'mavasreini, it's referring to where the husband says the one who gives me besurais taivais, the one who brings the good tidings about my wife having a child, he's gonna get money. Kofem alafon bezan atat titanu of brisa tells us. Let's say a future father says, "Hamavasreini b'ma nifterach mashal ishti." Whoever gives me the good news of what my wife's womb opened with—that's a literal translation of these words. Basically, it's his first child, and he's saying that whoever gives me the good tidings of what my wife had, he's gonna receive money. Im zachar, if it's a zachar, yitol money. So that messenger is gonna get a money. Yal de zachar, so if she gives birth to a zachar, yitol money. The messenger gets a money. And then the father said, "Im nekeva, if he brings me tidings of a nekeva, money, he also gets a money." Yal de nekeva, if she gives birth to a nekeva, yitol money. The messenger gets a money. Yal de zachar unekeva, if the mother gave birth to zachar and nekeva, she had twins. Mazel tov, ein loy elamane. The messenger only gets a money. And that's what we're referring to when we say ein loy elamane. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Va zachar unekeva loy amar. The father never said, if my wife gives birth to a zachar and nekeva, you're going to receive more money. So what's the chiddush? Of course, he's only going to receive a money. The father only mentioned that regarding tidings of one child, you're going to get a money. So of course, the messenger is only going to get a money. What's the chiddush? So he answered to amar nami. The father also said, im zachar unekeva nami yita money. That if my wife gives birth to a zachar and an akeva, he's only going to get a money. Ask the Gemara, elamute amai. So what's it coming to exclude? Obviously, if the father is saying that if my wife gives birth to zachar and akeva, you're only going to get 100 if you give me the good tidings, he's clearly coming to exclude something. The answer is lamute nefil. He's excluding a nefil. If loyalenu, the mother gives birth to a stillborn or to a child that's not going to live, that's something the father is basically saying, I'm not going to pay any money for if you're the one that brings me those tidings. Now, once we're on the topic of giving money to newborn kids, the Gemara continues with the case. Ahuda amar law ledbitzu. There was a man that told his wife, nechasel haidem haberes. My nechasim go to the one whom you're pregnant with. Number of Hunavuna tells us, have mezakel ober. This guy is trying to mezake. He's trying to give something over to a fetus. So mezakel uber loikane. And someone who tries to be mezake, tried to makne something over to an uber, that uber is not kind of anything. However, Eser of Nachman Ravuna or from Nachman Eser of Huna, we have our mission that tells us, Haimer, if a person says, im yal de ishi zachar, if my wife gives birth to a zachar, yitel money, gets a money, yal de zachar, noitel money. If she gives birth to a zachar, so he gets a money. As we see that he is able to be mezake to an uber, amr le, so he responded, Mishnah Seinu, enu yedea mishana. I don't know who taught our Mishnah. I can't understand our Mishnah because mezakel uber. We know that mezakel uber is not kaine. Ask the Gemara, v'lei malei Rav Meir, why didn't he just tell him that our Mishnah is Rav Meir, the amru holds, ad makne davar shloi bala oilam, that a person could be makne something that's loy bala oilam, and even though the uber is not here, it's not a problem. So the Gemara answers, and we had this earlier in the Masechta, emer d'shamas le Rav Meir, li davar shiyashna ba oilam. Maybe Rav Meir only holds that a person could be makne davar shloi bala oilam if he's being makne that thing to somebody that's in this world, even though the thing itself that's being given over is not here, but the person who's receiving it is in this world. But li davar she'ena ba oilam, mishamas le, do we know from Rav Meir that a person could be makne something to somebody that's not here, such as an uber? But the Gemara team is asking, Limele, why not Rav Huna answer Rav Nachman a different way? The Rabbi Yaisi, he really are Mishnah's Rabbi Yaisi. The Amaru holds uber kani, that a uber could be kaine. That now we have Mishnah that says, uber paisel v'enoi machil, the Rabbi Yaisi. And uber pasels, and he's not machil. That's what Rabbi Yaisi holds. This has to do with a kain who's married to a Bas Yisrael, and he dies without children, but his wife is pregnant. And we know that while the kain is alive, his avadim are allowed to eat truma. However, when he dies, if there's no kain left over to yarshin him, the avadim can't eat truma. And Rabbi Yaisi holds that when this kain dies with a pregnant wife, this uber, the fetus, is going to pass the avadim from eating truma, but he's also not going to be machil. He's not going to enable his mother to eat truma. The only way his mother would be allowed to eat truma is if he's born, so she's still considered to be part of a kain's household, but since he's not born yet, she can't eat truma. Now, the only way Rabbi Yaisi could say this is if we hold mezakel uber, that this uber in his mother's stomach, this fetus, is considered to have yarshined his father, and since he yarshined, but he's not born yet, that's why, based off the Joshua of Pasuk, his mother and the avadim are not allowed to continue eating truma. As we see, the Kuntra Biyasi, an uber is kaine. Why didn't Rav Huna respond that way to Rav Nachman? And we answer, Shani Yerusha Abba Me'eleha, that Yerusha is different. That comes on its own. The father, when he dies, is not being makne anything to his child, his uber, this fetus in his wife's stomach. It's something that happens on its own, and therefore Biyasi is able to hold that the uber is kaine, he's officially a Yairesh. But in regards to physically being makne something to an uber, that we don't have anyone that holds such a thing. The Gemara is asking, V'lei Malei, one Rav Huna just tell Rav Nachman, Rav Yechem Rekahi, Armesh's Rav Yechem Rekah, the Amaru says, Loshna Yerusha, Loshna Matana, that there's no difference between Yerusha and Matana. Did not we have a Mishnah we already discussed this extensively previously? Rabbi Yechonam Breka Aimer, he tells us, Im Amar Misha Royal Yarshay Dvarv Kayamin. If a person granted all of his Yerusha, let's say, to one person, leaving out all the other Yarshim, if that one person was fitting to Yarshin him, Dvarv Kayamin, it's valid. So why don't we say the same thing in our Mishnah? He's able to grant 100 or 200 to his unborn child, this fetus, based off of Rabbi Yechonam Breka. I think our answer is, Im Shamsa Rabbi Yechonam Breka, Lid Dvar Sheshna Ba'ilam. Maybe Rabbi Yechonam Breka only holds this. You could give a disproportionate amount of Yerusha to somebody who's alive. If he's a Yerush who's alive, so the father could do so. Does Rechem Breka hold this that he can give this over to somebody who's not here to an Ubar? The Gemara continues asking, why not Rav Huna Tar Rav Nachman? Rav Yechem Breka, he that our Mishnah is Rechem Breka, the sovereign luck Rav Yaisi. And Rav Yechem Breka holds like Rav Yaisi, as we had said before, Yerusha is different, and that an Uber could Yarshin, and that's like Rav Yechem Breka. And so the combination of Rav Yechem Breka and Rav Yaisi would be our Mishnah. Ask more, Miyam and Sover Law. Who says Rav Yechem Breka holds like Rav Yaisi? Ask more, why not Rav Huna Tar Rav Nachman? The Mvasreni, that our Mishnah is talking about where fellow sin Mvasreni. Not that he's granting a gift of 100 or 200 to his Ubar, this baby in his wife's stomach. Maybe he's saying that whoever tells me, whoever brings me the good tidings about my wife having a baby, he's going to get the money. Asking Mari Yachiv, that's really so, that we can't understand the end of the Mishnah. Diktani say, for what does the Mishnah say? V'im ain shum yairish elahu. If he's the only yairish, referring to his tumtum that the Mishnah was talking about, yairish hakol, he yarshins everything. Now, even Vasreini, if we're talking about that the father's granting money to the person who tells him that his wife had a child, yairish mayavidte, why would he be a yairish? Because basically, we'd be understanding the Mishnah as saying that the father says, whoever tells me that my wife has a boy gets 100. If he tells my wife has a girl, he gets 200. And if there's no yairish, then the mavaser, the person who's bringing these good tidings, he gets to yarshin. Why would he get to yarshin? What does he have to do with Yerusha over here? So we're asking a different suggestion. Why not Rav Huna just tell Rav Nachman b'shialda that our Mishnah is talking about where the woman had already given birth, and therefore the father is not being makna 100 or 200 to a non-born child. The child was already born. I think we're asking this as well. If that's understanding, diktani seifa, what does the end of the Mishnah mean? If the fellow said, whatever my wife gives birth to, that child should receive, even if it's a tumtum, harez yital, so that child receives. Well, if it's really true that we're talking about a child that was born already, kol shetelid, kol sheyalda mibayolei. Instead of him saying, whatever my wife will give birth to, the Mishnah should have said, whatever my wife did give birth to. And so it can't be that we're talking about where the woman had already given birth. The Gemara continues asking, kufim beis amad alf on top, v'lei malei, why not Rav Huna tar Rav Nachman, da amar, it's where the fellow had said, lecha shetelid, when she does give birth. In other words, we're talking about where the wife had not given birth yet, and the father saying, I'm giving a certain amount of money to this child that's born when he's born. So he's not trying to be makin it to the child while he's still a fetus in Ubar. He's saying the stipulation before the child's born, but he wants it to be chal only after the child's born. And that'd be a valid understanding of our Mishnah. The Gemara answers, holds, even if a person says, when my wife gives birth, I want that child to acquire this amount of money, it's not a valid kinyan. The child has to be born in order for the kinyan to work. It can't be this is happening while the child's still in Ubar. And that's where Rav Huna had a response to Rav Nachman, I don't know who our Mishnah is, because he doesn't have a Tana to support this idea that the Mishnah seems to be telling us that one's able to be makna something to his Ubar, to his unborn child. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.